Good morning and a good chodesh, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Samach, the very beginning of the 10th and final perek of Maseches Bava Basra. We are holding on Kuf Samach Amud Aleph right at the beginning of the perek. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishwas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Allah Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives, as well as by the Gross family, Lizecher Nishmas Chana Leah Bas Moshe Tzvi, Ramoshe Yehuda Ben Ramnachum, Chaya Leah Bas Naftali Herzka, and Tzvi Menachem Ben Shmayahu, Olin Shamash Shavan Aliyah, as well as by the Godor children for the yard sale of their father, Rabbi Shlomo Godor, her Rav Shraga Shlomo, Ben Harav Avram Tzvi, Zichron Levracha, the Neshama Shav Naliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So as we begin, Perek Ed Pashut, the Mishnah is going to tell us the differences between two types of shtaros, that which is called a Get Pashut and that which is called a Get Mekushar. The Gemara is going to try to find what is the source for the very idea that there are two different types of shtaros. We're going to suggest three sources from Psukim before finally settling on a fourth source as the genuine source for the idea that there is a second type of shtar called a get mekushar. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, well, why did they institute this concept of get mekushar? What was wrong with a regular shtar? And then the Gemara is going to have two opinions of exactly where the Edim sign on a get mekushar, and then the daf will conclude, we'll see if we get to it today, with how to prevent people from adding extra clauses into a get mekushar, thereby making it a mezuyaf and obviously highly problematic. Just as a general introduction to our perek, this perek is really about shtaros in general. It's about writing a shtar, signing a shtar, and it's not only, Tosos points out in the very first Tosos, not only about gittin. Get is a terminology that's used to describe any type of shtar, and it includes gittin as well, but any type of shtar, Tosos discusses, yeah, but the most important shtar that we ever have is a get. That's the one the Torah itself talks about. So shouldn't this perek belong in Maseches Gittin? So Tosfos writes, well, we just discussed in the last perek about writing a shtar matana on all of your nechassim when you're a bari, when you're a shchiv meira. So once we're talking about writing a shtar matana on all of one's nechassim, so we talk a little bit about shtaros, about how shtaros work. So we're going to, again, as we said, the Mishnah is going to discuss the difference between a get mekushar versus a get pashut. So what exactly did a get mekushar look like? There are several shitos in Rishonim. We'll mention two of them. Rov Rishonim, the Rashbam, Rabin Gershom, Rashi, to some extent Tosfos. Rov Rishonim understand that a get mekushar is a shtar where the Toref hashtar, Toref is the critical information of the shtar. Who's involved in the shtar, the date of the shtar, the amount of money in the shtar, right? Not just the technical legal language, but the actual critical information of the shtar, that the Toref of the shtar is different than a regular shtar in that after each line of Toref, you leave a blank line in the shtar. Then they would fold the writing over that blank line, and they would stitch it together, and the Edim would sign over that fold on the which turned out to be on the back of the shtar. So the writing is all on the front of the shtar. There are blank lines in between each line of writing. They'd fold writing over the blank line, sign on the back of the shtar. They would not sign on the side that the writing was actually on, and you always had a minimum of three ksharim, three folds and stitchings, and therefore a minimum of three edim, and they would do that until they got to the tofes, until they got to the nusach of the shtar, the legalese, the regular lashon of a shtar, whether it be a get, whether it be other shtaros, and that they would leave as a regular pashut, that they would leave as a regular shtar, and that's what we refer to. The Gemara we're going to see today is going to refer to that as the pashut shebe mekushar, that the part of a get mekushar, which is written just like a regular shtar. Now, Tosos doesn't agree, and Tosos Rush does not agree that they would leave a blank line. Tosos says, no, they would write one line after another, just like in every shtar, but in every shtar, in every time you write, there's always some spacing in between one line and the next, so it's not that a blank line was left, it's that there was some spacing left regular spacing that you would normally expect to have, and that's what they were folding over, the regular spacing. So minor modification that Tosfos has to the way the Rashbam and Rashi understand. But then there's a radically different understanding of what a get mekusha look like, because the word mekushar, kosher, means to tie. It's a knot, but there's no knotting, there's no tying. They're stitching over here, but there's nothing that's being tied. So the Rashba quotes in the name of the Ravid that a get mekushar actually had straps that tied it. And the way they would do it is they'd write the Rashba says, for argument's sake, you're writing a get isha, which has exactly 12 lines to it. He uses that as an example, not as a halacha. Tosfos in the beginning of Masechet Gittin says that's a practice that we do, that a get isha, we do gematria of get, of 3 plus 9, so it's always 12 lines in the get. So the Rashba says, let's say, for example, you're writing a get isha that has 12 lines in it, and after you finish writing the whole thing, you take the first three lines and you fold them over the three lines that follow them. And the first eight signs on that kefel, which is again on the reverse side of the shtar, and over there you have two straps that protrude out from the sides of the shtar of the get on the right and the left, and you tie them together. You take the two straps from the two sides and you actually make a knot to tie them together. And then you take you're now folded over first six lines, which is the length of three lines because it's been folded over, and you fold that over again on the hemshich of the get on lines 7, 8, and 9, and you have another eight sign on that new fold, and again there are another two straps, and you make a knot over there as well, and then you fold that over again onto lines 10, 11, and 12, another two straps signed and another two straps tied, and that is why it's called the get mekusha, because they're actually knots, they're actually straps on the side of the get, that not the get together. So that is the shita of the Ravid. There are other shitos as well, but those are some of the basic shitos. We're going to see in the Gemara today why all the trouble. What were they doing? Why the need to make such a complicated way of writing a shtar? Just write a shtar. You know, it's hard enough to figure out the language to put in the shtar and to find kasher edim. You have to make the whole process so difficult. So the Gemara is going to discuss why they did this. So says the Mishnah, get Pashut Edov Mitocho, Kesher Mekushar Edov Me'achorav. That if you write a regular Shtar Mamon, a regular Ken Isha that is not folded over, it is not knotted, it is not stitched, it's just open on one side, it's all the writing is on one side, so the Edim sign on the side that the writing is. But a Mekushar, where each is going with the Rov Rishonim, where each line is written preceding a blank line, and they fold over the writing over the blank line, and they tie each shura together after they write it, so the Edim sign on the reverse side of the nusach of the shtar, and even though after you do the kshira and the tfira, it looks the Edim appear on the outside, so the Gemara is going to discuss exactly where the Edim sign, but essentially it's on the reverse side of the shtar, and so we pointed out that Rov Rishon Rashbam, Rabbi Gershom, and Rashi say that each line has a blank line and they fold over that blank line. Tosfos raises the question, how could it be? I mentioned before that Tosfos disagrees, says they don't leave a blank line, it's just the regular spacing. They can't possibly leave a blank line. What's Tosfos' problem with leaving a blank line after each line? So Tosfos points out that how can it ever be that we would turn a get mekushar into a get pashut, which we're going to see in the Mishnah that you could do. It's always going to be nicker that it's mekushar because of the blank lines that are in it, right? So it's going to be obvious. So no one is ever going to, meaning the Mishnah is going to say that there's going to be a concern that someone's going to turn a get mekushar into a get pashut. No concern. A get mekushar is obvious. A get mekushar has blank lines in between every single line. So that's why Tosfos says, no, it must be the spacing. It's not a blank line, it's just the regular spacing that you would have between lines. Now the Tos HaRosh and the Ramban add another kasha that you could be mezayif and add whatever you want in those blank lines, and you could write it in such a way that whatever you fill in those blank lines looks like a continuation of the shtar. and he promised me $1 million and whatever, right? You could just add whatever you want in those blank lines, and it will, and if you're clever enough and you figure out how to do it in such a way, you can make it look like it naturally flows as the ksiv of the shtar. So that's why they said that they don't leave blank lines in the get mekushar. So that's difference number one, that a get pashut is the edim are signed on the inside, a get mekushar, the edim are signed on the outside. Now, what if the edim do not sign where they're supposed to sign? Something goes wrong, the edim aren't signed where you would expect them to be. So pashut shekasvu edov me'achorav, if you have a get pashut that the edim signed on the reverse side of the shtar, or mekushar shekasvu edov mitocho, or you have a get mekushar where the edim signed on the inside where the nusach hashtar is, shneim psulin. They're both going to be puzzled because they didn't do the way the chacham said you're supposed to make a shtar, and therefore, the Rashbam writes, if it's a get isha, she's einu mugureshes, she's still married, you need another get, and says the Rashbam, and if it was a shtar chov, the malva is not able to be gove min alakuchos. He cannot go to Nechasim Meshubadim, to Lekuchos, who had previously purchased that those properties from the Lova and collect from there. So the Rav Elchanan in the Kovitz Shiurim is Medayik from the Rashbam, that it sounds like, okay, he cannot collect from Lekuchos, from Nechasim Meshubadim, but it sounds like he can collect on a shtar, right? He's walking around with a get makusha that has Eid of Mitocho, or a get Pashut that has Eid of Me'achorav, so we're not going to let him confiscate property that Lekuchos have purchased from the borrower, but will let him at least collect from the borrower himself. So that's the diuk from the Rashbam. Rav Elchanan writes it's not mistaber that way though. The Yad Ramah points out Mikra Din a shtar mekusher needs to be completely pasul because any shtar that the edim signed behind the shtar and not on the front of the shtar should be pasul. The Gemara in Gittin says like that, and the whole kashrus is only because the whole reason we're willing to say that it's kosher to have edim signed behind it is because kach tiknu chachamim the chabor mesak. That there's such a thing called the get mekushar, but if you're not going to do it kitakanas chachamim, then it's nothing. Then the shtar is worthless. So how could we use such a shtar to collect anything? So Rav Elchanan makes this deal within the Rashbam, points out that it's a very shver Rashbam. To assume that you could still use it for something is very, very difficult. Now, the way the Rashbam and Rashi understood the Shem Psulim is because they didn't do Kitikun Chachamim. They didn't do the way the Chacham were Mesakin. Tosos and the Ramban and the Meiri say, and there's another reason why it's going to be possible, because the dating on a Get Mekushar is different than the dating on a Get Pashut. And a Shtar Mekushar, they write a later date, and when they write the Shtar Mekushar a particular date, people are going to assume that that it really happened on an earlier date, because that's the practice. We're going to see that in a few days from now on Daf Kuf Samach Dalet, and why they would do that, but that's what they would do. Leaving aside, we'll get to why they would do that, but that's what they would do. The date on the Get Mekushar is not the actual date that it happened. Everyone knows that, and everyone knows that it really is meant to be post-dated. So when you make a shtar from a shtar pashut, you turn it into a shtar mekushar, that by definition is going to become a shtar mukdam, because the real date was written in the shtar pashut. Now you turned it into a shtar mekushar. Everyone's going to see that date, and they're going to assume an earlier date. So that's going to turn it into a shtar mukdam. And get ishur or shtar chov that is mukdam is pasul. That's mefurash. Gittin daf yudzayin and bamitzia daf yudzayin. That a get mukdam and a shtar chov mukdam is absolutely pasul. So Tosus writes that even if they sign the shtar pashut, even if they only have two edim on the shtar pashut, so there's no concern that they could turn it into a shtar mekushar, because the mekushar is going to require three edim at a minimum. Nevertheless, they were gozer to pasul, because it would be up to a shtar that would have three edim. So that's a second reason, in addition to the reason the Rashbam gave, why if you have a shtar pashut that you turn into a shtar mekushar, that it's going to be pasul. So you have the reason the Rashbam gave, that it simply is not kitakonas chachamim. Chachamim, it's not the way the Chachamim were Mesakein. And then you have this additional reason, which is very practical, that it's going to become a Shtar Muktam, because everyone is going to look at the date, they'll get it all wrong. So says the Ramban, according to this, that our Mishnah is not talking about a case where you wrote a Shtar Pashut and you signed Edim on the reverse side, because in such a case it's going to be clear that it's going to be possible, because the Edim are not being made on that which is written in the Shtar. They didn't sign on the place that they're supposed to sign. It must be talking about a case where the Edim signed in the place that they normally would at the end of the Shtar, like any Shtar Pashut, and then in addition to that, you had Edim signed on the reverse side of the Shtar. And even that, the Chacham say, is going to be possible because of a Chashash that it's going to look like a Shtar Mekushar, and therefore it's going to be a Shtar Muktam, meaning it's a Davar Pashut, says the Ramban, that if all the Edim are only signed on the back and it presents like a Shtar Pashut, so that's obviously possible, because you can't just have Edim signed on the back of the paper, and they're not signing on what it actually says in the Shtar. So that's how the Ramban writes. The Rashba disagrees. He says the Lashon of Edov sounds like all the Edom are signed Me'achorav. Right? What does it say? Pashut Shekasu Edov Me'achorav. Its Edom are on the back side. Sounds like all of the Edom are on the reverse side of the Shtar. According to the Ramban, the Mishnah should have said Edim Me'achorav, meaning additional Edom are on the reverse side of the Shtar. The Ritva says, no. Edov means the same two Edim, that you have Reuven and Shimon sign on the front of the Shtar, and then Edov, the two Edim that are signed on the front of the Shtar, also sign on the back of the Shtar. That's what it must be referring to, and therefore the Ramban's, the Rashba's Kasha on the Ramban is not a Kasha. Okay, so what we have so far is just one difference between a Get Pashut and a Get Mekushar, and that is the placement of the Edim, and we learned that, according to the Tanakhama at least, that is a critical difference, and if you do it the wrong way, you have a Pashut where the Edim are behind, are on the back of the Shtar, you have a Mekushar where the Edim are on the front of the Shtar, it is absolutely possible. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, Mekushar, Rav Chinuim Liel says, no, if you take a Get Mekushar and you have the Edim sign on the inside, that's okay, because you could just turn it into a Get Pashut. The other way is no good, but you could take a Get Mekushar and turn it into a Get Pashut, and that's perfectly fine, and the Edim will be signed on the inside, and that's like a regular Shtar, so there's no problem doing that. Rav Chinuim Liel Omer, HaKol K'minhag HaMedina, that everything follows the Minhag HaMedina. What is he adding when he says HaKol K'minhag HaMedina? So we're going to see that in a few days from now, Daf Kuf Samachay, the Gemara is going to discuss what he's trying to teach me when he says Hakol Kaminig Hamedina. Another chiluk between a Get Pashut and a Get Mekushar. Get Pashut Edov Bishnayim Umekushar Bishlosha. A Get Pashut has two Edim. A Get Mekushar has a minimum of three Edim. And if you want, you can have more than three Edim, but it's a minimum of three Edim. Pashut Shekasavbo Ed Echad Umekushar Shekasavbo Shnei Edim Shneim Pesulin. If you have a Get Pashut that has only one Ed, or a Get Mekushar that has only two Edim, both of those would be possible. You need specifically that number of Edim. The Yad Ramah writes that the psul of a Get Pashut that has only one Ed, or a Mekushar that has only Shnei Edim, is only that the Get is going to be possible to use to be Megarish Bo. But B'dievet, if you didn't sign Edim at all on a Get, and you just used Edim Mesira, there were no Edim Chasima whatsoever, so that is the biggest Machlokas in all of Maseches Gittin. Edim Mesira Karti Edim Chasima Karti, and we pass on like Rabbi Lazar that Ede Mesira Karti. So if you have no Edim in the Get and you use the Get already, it's going to be kosher. So the whole idea that we're saying over here, that it's got to have this number of Edim, Lechachila, it's got to have this number of Edim. But yeah, but if you don't have any number of Edim, it's going to be kosher as long as you have proper Ede Mesira. So those are the differences between Get Pashut and Get Mekushar, placement of the Edim and number of Edim that we have on the Get. So says Gemara Minani Mili, how do I know these dinim in the Mishnah that there's two types of Gittin? There's a Get Pashut, a Get Mekushar, and they have different rules. Where does all this come from? So says the Gemara is going to suggest three different sources in Psukim where this might come from. Amar Rabbi Chanina Damar Kra, the Pasuk says in Sefer Yirmiyahu, Sados Pakesef Yiknu V'chasov Tov Basefer V'chasom V'ha'ed Edim. And we're going to dash in this pasuk. The pasuk and the other pasukim we're going to quote as well deal with the nevuah that was said to Yirmiyahu Navi prior to the Churban Beis Hamikdash, that Klal Yisrael is going to go into Galus. And Kodesh Baruch Hu said, buy fields from Hanamel, your cousin, and write a shtar on the kinyan of these fields that you're buying from your cousin. So that's the lashon of the pasuk. So what do we see from this pasuk? Sados pakasav yiknu v'chasov basefer ze pashut. That's a reference. Sefer means an open book, an open document, a document that's not folded over, not stitched, not tied, not just a regular shtar. V'chasom ze mekushar. Then when it says v'chasom, which sounds like you tie it up and sign it, that's a reference to get mekushar, where you fold it over and you stitch it, according to the Rashbam, or according to the Ravid, where you actually tie knots, but whatever it is, whatever get mekushar looks like, that's what that word is referring to. So Rabbi Chanina darshins the dinim of the get pasha and get mekushar from these psukim as well. Pasuk says, v'ha'ed shnayim. V'ed means that there are two edim. Why does v'ed mean that there are two edim? The word ed means witness. How does it mean two edim? So that's the first daf in Masechta Sota. The Gemara in Masechta Sota tells us that from the pasuk it says lo yakum eid echad beish l'chol avon l'chol chatos. Why does it have to say eid echad? Just say lo yakum eid beish. Eid is singular, and I know that it means eid echad. Isn't that obvious that it means eid echad? So they learn from there that anytime the word eid in the Torah appears stam without a modifier saying that it's echad, harei kan shnayim, we always assume that it means that it's two eidim. So that's why the Torah had to specify in that one place eid echad. Otherwise, I would assume naturally, and I should assume, that the word aid means shnayim. The Torah Tamima on the pasuk says aid is not a reference to the person. It's not a singular person. It's edus. And one edus is two people. So that's how we know that it's shnayim. That's how we know that it's two people. So from the word aid, I see that you need two edim. And then it says edim, that it says as well, that's shlosha. That teaches me that there needs to be three edim. Haketzad, how do I explain the pasuk? Is it two edim? Is it three edim? It's a stira mineu bei. No, it's not a stira. Shnayim l'pashut, shlosha l'mekushar. It depends whether it's pashut or mekushar. That if it's a get pashut, it's shnei edim. If it's get mukushar, then it is shalosha edim. So says Marve Epochana, maybe I should switch around the drasha and say that a pashut needs three edim and a mukushar only needs two edim. How do you know that the get mukushar needs more edim than the get pashut? Maybe it needs fewer edim than the get pashut. Says the Gemara, it's most mistava that a mukushar needs three edim. Mitoksha nisraba b'ksharav, nisraba b'edav. Since it involves more of a tircha to make a get mukushar, and the Torah requires all these knots and stitchings and whatever, so it makes sense that the Torah would be machmir that you need more edim as well. So if you're going to have an indication in the pasuk that there are two types of shtaros, a difficult one and an easy one, and there are two requirements of the numbers of edim, it's most misavar the difficult one has the higher number of edim, and the easy one has the smaller number, the lower number of edim. So that was all one source for the idea that there's get mekushar and get pashut. Says the Gemara, Raf Ramamar Mehacha, I have a different pasuk. Also in Sefer Yirmiyahu, when he buys the field from his cousin, ve'ekach es sefer hamikne es hachosum hamitzvah v'achukim ves hagalui. So we dash on the pasuk as follows: ve'ekach es sefer hamikne ze pashut. That's a reference to a shtar pashut. Lashon sefer again means open, like an open book that you could see whatever's in front of you because it's all on the front of the page. Es hachosum ze mekushar. When it says es hachosum, that indicates that which is mekushar. Ve'es hagalui. And Hagalui means the Pashut part of the Mekushar, because remember we said that even though in the beginning of the Get Mekushar, the Toref of the Shtar, you fold over one line and the next line, but the Toface, which is the Lashon, the Shtar that you have in all Shtaros, which is the regular legal language that you'd have in the Shtar, which doesn't have any of the critical information, it doesn't have the names of the people, the place, the date, so that you would write like a Get Pashut even on a Get Mekushar. So you have that section as well. HaMitzvah VaHachukim Elu Dvarim Bein Pashut Mekushar. HaMitzvah VaHachukim are the two dinim that distinguish a get Pashut and a get Mekushar from one another. HaKetzad, what are these two dinim that distinguish a get Pashut and a get Mekushar from one another? Ze'ed of Shnayim, Ze'ed of Shlosha, Ze'ed of Mitocho, Ze'ed of Me'achorav, the two distinctions that we saw in the Mishnah. Do you need two Edim or three Edim? Do you need Edim on the inside of the get or on the reverse side of the get? Those are the differences. Those are the two halachic differences. Now the Yad Ramah writes that Yirmiyahu purchases fields with two shtaros, meaning it's one pasuk, and it says, and we have from the pasuk that describes Yirmiyahu buying the fields from his cousin, it says about a get pashut and also about a get mekushar. So Yad Ramah says, sounds like he wrote two sets of shtaros for the fields that he would buy. You would imagine that the way this normally worked was if the local minog was to write a get pashut, they wrote a get pashut. If the local minog was to write a get mekushar, they'd write a get mekushar. Why was Yirmiyahu HaNavi writing two separate shtaros to buy the fields? So he says, the Gemara is going to explain that the Iker Takana of the Get Mekushar was because of Kohanim. We're going to see in today's daf. So Yirmiyahu himself was a Kohen. That appears in the very first pasuk of Sefer Yirmiyahu. So Mistama Ben Dodo, Hanamel Ben Dodo, must have also been a Kohen. He was Ben Achi Aviv. He was his father's brother's son. So Mistama, they were a family of Kohanim. And he lived in Anosos, which is a city of Kohanim. So they had to write a Shtar Mekushar. Why did they also have to write a Shtar Pashut? Because he was concerned that after many, many years, when they return from Galus, they're going to forget about all this Shtar Mekushar stuff. And the Yorshei HaMochar are going to say that, what are you talking about? What kind of star is this? This star is ridiculous. It's got stitchings and knots and whatnot. Right? They'll have been gone for so long and they're going to apostle the star. So he wrote a regular star, which would have been the more accepted practice of what you'd expect a star to look like. Furthermore, he said, since the writing of the star and the mecher was in Yerushalayim itself, and in Yerushalayim there were no star pashut, so they also wrote a star pashut to conform to the local practice of the way they wrote shtaros. Additionally, he says, there's a riot to this from the pasuk, because the pasuk says, "Lakoch es hasvarim ha'ele es sefer ha'mikna hazeh ve'es ha'chasum." So it sounds like svarim ha'ele. There was more than one shtar. There were two shtaros. The Malbim writes that there were no egg in that time to always write two shtaros. In the Mekushar, they would be marich, and the Galui, they would be mekatzer. So he says they would write only ploni konami ploni. And they did that in order that they shouldn't need every time to bring a raya that he bought this field, that every time he needed to bring a raya that this guy bought this field from this guy, that they shouldn't have to unstitch and redo the get mekushar every time. So they had a pashut as an easy reference. They had a get pashut as an easy reference. That's how the Malbim understands why they had two shtaros over here. So again, the Yad Ramah understands that they had two shtaros either because he was the right thing to do was to do a get mekushar, but he's afraid they were going to forget about, they're forget, or to conform to local minhag in Yerushalayim. And the Malbim says that they wrote two shtaros because that was always the practice when you were doing a get mekushar to also write a get pashut for simple reference, for direct reference, where you're not going to have to rip things open in order to look to find the nusach of the shtar. But be that as it may, that is Rafram's drasha from a different pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyahu. So says Gemara ve'epochana. Good, you show me from that drasha that there are different dinim between the get pashut and get mekushar. But how do you know that the get mekushar requires three edim and the get pashut is only two? Maybe it's the opposite. So the same story we said before. Mitoksha nisraba b'ksharav, nisraba b'edav. It's most mistaber that the one that's more of a hassle to put together, that's going to have the extra edim. Rami bar Yecheskel amar mehacha, a third interpretation of where we know that that there are two types of shtaros, as a get pashut and a get mekushar, based on a pasuk in Chumash, al pishnayim o al pishlosha edim yakum davar. Im tiskayim edusim b'shnayim, if two edim is good enough, so of course edus b'shlosha is going to be good enough. Lama parat lecha b'shlosha, why does the pasuk have to say that the edus is miskayemes with shlosha edim? It's a kal v'chomer that it's miskayemes b'shlosha edim. So lama lecha, to tell me, shnayim l'pashut shlosha l'mekushar. that sometimes you only need two edim on a shtar, that's for a get pashut, sometimes you need three edim on a shtar, that's for a get makushar. So says Gemara ve'epochanot, but again, I'll ask the same question. Maybe it's the reverse. Maybe on a get makushar it's two edim, and on a get pashut it's three edim. And again, we give the same answer. Mitokshan nisrabah b'ksharav, nisrabah b'edav. Meaning none of the three explanations of where the din of get pashut and get makushar come from say explicitly that the makushar needs more edim than the pashut. That part is only svara. But svara is a din daraisa, right? Meaning if you have, kal v'chomer is daraisa, svara is daraisa. The Gemara says in a number of places, lam likra svarahu. That's Rav Shachter writes in the Sefer of Shachter on Shulchan Aruch. So he said that Rav Salvechik always assumed dinim were dinim daraisa until they were proven to be dinim drabanan. Meaning any din that's mistaver, he always assumed is a din daraisa. He said the Prima Gadim writes in Hilchos Tefillin that the assumption is that it's drabanan until you have a pasuk to show that it's a daraisa. So ibud haklaf lishma is a din that the klaf needs ibud lishma when it comes to writing stam. So is that a din daraisa or is it a din drabanan? So Rav Salvechik assumed it was a din daraisa and the Prima Gadim assumed that it's din drabanan because it doesn't say it anywhere in the Chumash. Nafkamina would be what if you have the Safik of who's Mu'ubat Shema, that's always the easy Nafkamina. The other Nafkamina is, can you do an Ibur of the Klaf and you're not sure what you want to use it for yet? A Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, and say, I'll decide later, and then it will be Mavura Dav retroactively. That was my Kavanah Shema Rabbi Kiveger suggests doing such a thing. That only works if it's a din drabanan because we only rely on Breira on a din drabanan. We don't rely on Breira for a din daraisa. But anyway, that was one of the things he said, that Rav Salvechik always assumes svara, anything that's a svara is a din daraisa, which ruined a story that I like to tell. One of my talmidim was taking a bechina with Rav Shechter of Tversky and Rav Rosenzweig to get a certain scholarship for learning in YU, and Rav Shechter always takes no matter how well you prepare, he'll ask you the simplest question in the world that seems like the most basic thing, and you'll never know the answer. So the guy presented every Rashba and Ktzais and everything on the sugya, and Rav Shech said, "The din the sugya is talking about is it din daraisa or din drabanan?" So the guy's like, "Daraisa." So Rav Tversky, who normally doesn't talk in front of Rav Shechter, said, maybe if you can't think of a pasuk, don't guess daraisa. Meaning but l'chora, Rav Shechter would say the opposite, right? Because of Salvechik thought, even if you can't think of a pasuk, if it's mistaver, you can guess daraisa. But anyway, so the Gemara says, that's svara. The idea that three is going to be attached to a get makusha and two to a get pasuk, that's pure svara. So says Gemara, wait a second, I don't like any of these sources. All three psukim are not going to work. V'hani l'hachi udasu. You think that these psukim are here to teach me these dinim? No. Kol chav v'chav l'mil seh udasa. Each pasuk teaches me a different din. Not about get pasuk, not about get makushar. L'cha detanya. And let's go through what the dinim are that we derive from each of these psukim. Sados b'kesef yiknu v'chasov b'sefer v'chasom. It's not a din. Yirmiyahu HaNavi is trying to give Bnei Yisrael in that generation an Eitzatova, that they should write a Shtar Raya on the karkos that they're buying because they're going to go into Galus from Eretz Yisrael, and it could be that all the Edom are going to die in the 70 years that they spend in Galus, or the Edom are going to disappear, they're going to go to some distant location. So just like he told them to put the Shtarus in a Kli Cheres in order to preserve them, that they shouldn't get ruined, and that was obviously just an Eitzatova, there's no din that you have to store a Shtar in a Kli Cheres. So all of it was an Eitzatova. The very notion of writing these shtarus was an Eitzatova. It's not a din. So says Gemara, Ve'akacha Sefer HaMikna. What about the second drasha from Ve'akacha Sefer HaMikna? Hachiyav HaMaisa. No, that's not to tell me a din. It's just that was the Maisa Beir Miyo, that he took a shtar and he gave it to Baruch Ben Iriya. So that was all. So it's not coming to tell me anything. And the Pasuk Al Pishnei Edim, Al Pishlosha Edim, and the Pasuk in the Chumash that we said, that Rami Bar Yecheskel had quoted, of Al Pishnei Shlosha Edim, Lahakish Shlosha Shnaim, that's to tell me that we make a hekesh between three Edim and two Edim, when it comes to the dinim of Edim Zomim, and that's Beplukted Rabbi Akiva Rabbanan, that you have to learn the first parak of Maseches Makos to learn what we derive from that drasha, that according to the Tanakhama, we darshan from that pasuk that just like three can be mazim shnayim, so too shnayim could be mazim shlosha, that hazama could work even with uneven numbers of edim, that two edim can make three edim into edim zomin, just like three edim can make two edim into edim zomin. Rabbi Shimon's shita over there is that we learn from this pasuk that edim zomin do not get punished until you're mazim the entire kat, even if the kat is 3 edim or 4 edim or 5 edim. Rabbi Akiva dashes from the pasuk that all of the edim zomim are punished equally, even though the third guy to testify could say, "You didn't need me. What did I add? What did I contribute to the testimony? You already had 2 edim." So you see, so there are many shitos of what we learn from there. But bottom line is, what we don't learn from there is get pashut and get mekushar. So that is not the source for get pashut and get mekushar. So says Marissa, what is the source? So fourth and final source, el mekushar midrabanan ukrayas machtabi alma. A get pashut is a regular shtar. A mekushar, the concept of get mekushar is only midrabanan, and all these psukim that you're quoting are only in asmachta. Ooh, now that it's a din drabanan, the rabbanan don't just dream up things out of thin air. They have to have a reason for suggesting some of the time. Maitakin rabbanan mekushar. Why were the rabbanan misakein to do this funny thing called the get mekushar? So asra tekani avu. They were initially instituted in a place where a lot of kohanim lived. Vavakapti tuva. And these kohanim were short-tempered kohanim. Umagarshi nishayu. And they would divorce their wives fairly quickly. And then they would feel bad about it. They'd have that achashverosh moment where it would be like, uh-oh, what did I do? They'd be hungry the next day and be like, oh, there's no one here cooking for me. What did I do? Va'avdi rabbanan takanta. And the rabbanan made a takana to divorce with a get mekushar so that it will be a prolonged process which would give them a moment of pause before they just react to something and fly off the handle and divorce their wives. Because once a Kohen divorces his wife, he's not allowed to remarry her. If it was a Yisrael, it would be a halbatzar, but with Kohanim, he's not going to allow to remarry her. Sadachi vachi miyas v'detayim. And in the interim, hopefully he'll have a yishuv hadas and he won't divorce his wife. Tosfos discusses, okay, that seems like a good reason. So when Kohanim get divorced nowadays, do we do a get mekushar? Meaning, you would think, since Kohanim, the Gemara is telling us, with Kohanim, you got to be very, very careful before you give a get. You want to make absolutely certain. So do we do a get mekushar? No, we do a regular get when a Kohen divorces his wife. What happened to the get mekushar? Seems like a very good takana. So Tosfos and Dibur Maskil Tiknu suggests 3 answers. Answer number 1, he says, the takana was shaykh even b'zman hazeh and by all Kohanim, to only use a get mekushar, but since we don't know how to make a get mekushar, we just use a get pashut. Meaning we lost the expertise in how to properly produce a get mekushar. Second answer says the takana was only for that one place that the Kohanim should not be megarish with a get pashut. It wasn't for other places. Meaning there was a particular place where the Kohanim had a reputation of being short-tempered. Kohanim, thankfully, in general, do not have a reputation of being short-tempered, so we don't have to worry that this is going to happen. Answer number 3, in the name of the Ri, that even though the takana was the Iker takana was not that they're chayiv to be megarish with a get mekushar. It's just that it's a good idea to be megarish with such a get. But they could have been megarish with a get pashut as well. But they instituted this get mekushar to make things easier for Kohanim. So says Gemara, Hateinach Gittin, Shtaros Michael Meimar, you just explained very, very nicely why when it comes to a get isha, you need a mekushar. What about every other shtar? So Kadesh Latachalik, Ben Gittin, the Shtaros. Because we want to have one set of rules for shtaros. So if a mekushar works for get isha, so mekushar is going to be in place for other shtaros as well. So now the Gemara says, okay, heichad edim chosmin, where did the edim sign on a get mekushar? Of huna amar bein kesher lekesher, in between the stitchings of the shtar, in between each line, we said they would leave a blank line in order that they could fold over one line to the next. So the Gemara is understanding right now that the edim would sign on the inside of the shtar on each blank line that they would right before they folded it over and stitched it. So that's what the Gemara is understanding Rav Huna at this point. Rabbi Yirmi bar Abba Amar Achorei Aksav. No, they would sign on the outside of the shtar corresponding to where there was ksav, not corresponding to where the blank was. So if you'd unfold it, you would see writing on both sides in the same location. One side was writing of the shtar, the other side was the signature. Ukeneged Aksav was keneged the inner ksav, mibachutz, just on the outside. Samalei Rami Bar Chama L'Rav Chista. So Rami Bar Chama said to Rav Chista, I don't get Rav Huna's opinion. L'Rav Huna, the Amar Ben Kesher, the Kesher, according to Rav Huna, who said that it was on the inside of the shtar, in between each Kesher, on the blank lines. Kasak I assume that means on the inside of the star. But don't we remember that there was a star makusha that came to Rebbe? And Rebbe said, wait, there's no date on the star because it was hidden inside the folds of the star. Maybe there is a zman in the star, it's just in between the ksharim, and that's why you don't see it. So he tore it open and he saw that taka, there was a zman there. But in Isa, but if it's true that the Edom also sign in between each kashar on the inside of the star, Rebbe should not have just wondered where's the zman. He also should have wondered where are the Edom in this star, right? Because that wasn't evident either. So Amarlei, so Rav Chisda said back to Rav Bar Chama, mi savrit bein kashar lekashar mi gavai. Do you think that Rav Huna meant to say that the Edom sign between one kashar and the other on the inside of the star, and therefore you would never see the Edom, the signatures of the Edom, without tearing open the whole star? Lo, bein kesher lekesher me'abrayi. They sign between one kesher and the other on the outside of the star. And but the difference between the sheet of Rav Huna and the sheet of Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba was Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba said that they signed corresponding to where the ksav was on the inside of the star. The Edom signed on the reverse side of the star, whereas Rav Huna said that they signed corresponding to where the blank was on the inside of the star. That's where they signed on the outside of the star, and the chasimos are therefore visible and evident even when the star is all knotted up and all sewn together. And therefore, Rebbe saw the chasimos on the outside of the star. What Rebbe didn't see was the zman. He didn't see the date on the star. So that's what he was matmiya, that it doesn't appear that there's any date on the star. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we're going to pick up with the discussions of how to avoid a ziyuf on a get makushar. So Bez Hashem, we'll begin with that tomorrow. Everyone have a good day, and I don't know.